points of the birthday of Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah. Perek Gimel Halacha Ches starts off by saying that Yeshua ben Levi Amar Amalek Koshvin Haya Mahaya Osa Haya Ma'amid Bnei Adam Yom Ginuse Shalom Romar Robim Her Adam Nafal Yom Ginuse Shalom. When Amalek went to war with Yisrael, they Dafka took people who are whose birthday it was and put them in the front lines. Why? Because a person has an extra amount of mazel on his birthday, and therefore, by putting someone whose birthday it is on the front lines, we assume that that person will have better luck at war. Because of that, Moshe Rabbeinu had to mess up the stars. He had to hold back the sun to stop the birthday from happening. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim to this.
The Amalekim did it?
Yes. The Amalekim put out the birthday boys, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu made sure it wasn't their birthday. So you see that there was a certain level. There's a certain amount of chashivas to the birthday, that a person has special powers on his birthday.
Is that possible that only applies to non-Jews, like certain, like, King Mazel Israel?
Yes, there are people who raise that possibility. It could be that if it... What?
It's not like a bad thing.
So that's... There is a much larger issue of what does the word Ein Mazel Yisrael mean?
Yeah.
Right. If you take it just literally to mean that, you know, we're not affected at all by days of the year, it's all good, it's all bad, whatever it is, it doesn't affect us, then in fact this would not apply to us. Then again, this concept of Misha Nichnas of Matim Besimcha, that this is a time of bad luck for us as opposed to another month like Adar, which might be a month of good luck, would seem to undermine this. Now, you'll note that I think it's the Chasam Sofer as a tshuva that points out that the Shulchan Aruch quotes Misha Nichnas of Matim Besimcha, but it never quotes Misha Nichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. Same in the Rambam. And the reason for this is that he says we don't believe in the whole thing, but if there's potential danger, you have a right to be choshesh for it. But he passes against Misha Nichnas Adam Arbin Besimcha. There's no special mazel for us. Perhaps Lishitaso was the first place where we run into a problem. The Medrash indicates that people have birthday parties, and Yerushalmi says the birthday is a good time. Our Gemara here said Rabbi Yosef had a 60th birthday party. It all sounds fine and dandy until you get to the shittas that argue. That's how we get shiurim. So if you look in the Sefer Afarsika, the Anya, it's a tshuva sefer. It appears in the Bar Ilan. It's a Romanian Rav from the time of the Second World War. Writes as follows: Matzasi b'kisri mori v'chosni agoyin hatzadik zal b'shem hachasam sofer zal. The ein li Yisrael lachug yom oradetov. So he quotes a source, but quotes another source, which says that the chasam sofer was opposed to birthdays, not birthdays per se. Everyone can have them, but birthday parties. That's when there's a problem. Why the ein li Yisrael lachug yom oradetov ki im es yom shenichlas b'briso shel Avraham Avinu. You're going to celebrate something, celebrate the anniversary, not of your birth. Birth isn't relevant. The anniversary of your bris. That's key.
Aren't you celebrating maybe, you know, when you accepted the old mitzvot or something like that? Or was that the day after?
So you're saying that maybe starting at the age of 14 you can have birthday parties.
Maybe. Yeah.
Dominican is the opposite, usually.
Yeah, we're that.
Right? Poke chazi, that's not how things are done today. So he says that if you want to celebrate something, he says you should not be celebrating about your birthday because it's a cheshivas, becoming a ben bris.
What if you're a girl?
Right. What?
What if you're a girl?
So you won't have a party.
I'm saying maybe.
Have you noticed there's a difference between bar mitzvahs and bas mitzvahs?
No, I was thinking that maybe a girl, you know, maybe they're a part of, you know, something. They're Jews even though they are.
Right, but they're the type of Jews that we think it's not worth celebrating. Right? Where's that just much Jews are there when they're born, right? Vayim v'sifra of Torah Moshe's Parshas Vayera al pasuk b'yom higamel, and he says if you look in there, the cause of minog ha'om shi'aseh adam suna b'yom shenolad b'lo bein o b'yom hamira rechavad ha'mitzvah ayin sham. Ve'otam al she'ikev avravina mishtav yitzchak ad yom higamel. So he said yom higamel. He said, "Was we generally assume is Yitzchak's second birthday?" He said, "Well, it wasn't the birthday. It was the 2 years after he got the bris." The Chasam Sofer is opposed to birthday parties. Says birth has nothing to celebrate. do the bris. Well, what's wrong with celebrating a birthday? What are the potential problems? So there are two issues that people point out. One is the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin is the payment of machokas between on Yud Gimel of the base between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, or whether Noach or Adam Shenivra. Given the choice, would you want to be born or not? How do we paskin ultimately?
Beis Shammai, you don't.
Beis Hillel is maskim to Beis Shammai. Noach Adam Shelo Nivra. So therefore, birth was a bad thing. So why would you want to celebrate that? If we paskin both Hillel and Beis Shammai, that birth was something that we would have wanted to avoid, if possible. So how, now the anniversary of that, we should, you know, tear kriya. We should be very upset about it. That's number one. Second possibility, and perhaps a more serious issue, is a mission in Avodah Zarah and Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Gemara says, "Ve'elu edayim shal ovdei kochavim." These are the days that are edayim. These are the religious holidays they have. So there was a thing: Kalandas, Sashranura, Kartisim, v'yom ginusei shal malchayim v'yom haleda. So the birthdays of the kings and a person's birthday, it would seem, right, is considered a the din of edayim. It's something that would be considered chukas akum. Rashi calls yom haleda shel melech osin kol b'nei malchuso yom eid mishana l'shana makrivim zvachim. Says on the king's birthday they have a big party. That's a problem. The Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin that way. Look in your day, a kof mem chazayin. Ovi kochovim, she ose es chag va'asma moder ovi kochovim makalse ki yom sheno rebo. V'yom tegrar chazakono, v'yosa v'yom shelo bo yom, dot, dot, dot. Right, he goes on and says, yotzim beis asur, v'yom she osa bo mishal, no kiyotzibo, eino osa elo osa v'yom, v'osa ha'ish bo vad. So if a guy makes a birthday party for himself, that's osa. For that person, if he does something for it, seeming that there is a problem of perhaps chukas akum in birthday parties, that's generally rejected by most poskim. Most poskim assume that if it's a day, if the way you have your party is you give karbonos to avodah zarah, that's a dayem. If you put on a funny hat and play pin the tail on the donkey, mistama, that's not considered a dayem. That's also not chukas akum. It's not a concern. But these are the two potential issues out there. One is the issue of what are you celebrating? The second is the potential edayim. Now, he said that the Chasam Sofer was opposed to it. However, if you look at the Minhagi Baal HaChasam Sofer, he gives a very different view, even though the Afarsaka Deini quotes from and says he was awesome. He says as follows: B'yom Zayin Tishrei, on the 7th of Tishrei, Hishrim HaChumish Im HaTamidim HaShaya, Yom Zeh Yom Reidoso. Every year he'd finish the Chumash on Zion Tishrei, and that was his birthday. So that's why he made the Siyum. Reidoso Kol Echad MiTalmidav HaNitzam Shem Lefan of Dalin Tzadi Ramit, some sort of coin. Litnos Lehem Rach MeCholav, that they should go out and buy a little birthday cake. Kin Yadak Lechai Kazer Cholah Talmidav Mesanim B'Tainis Erev Rosh Chodes Shemir Chamishi. So he gave out gifts to kids who fasted Bahab, kids who fasted Yom Kippur Katan, and on his birthday. Interesting, his birthday is off my birthday one day. I didn't realize the connection I had to the Chasam Sofer before this. So on the one hand, you have this thing saying that he was opposed to birthdays. On the other hand, it says on his birthday, he made a little party for himself. They made a siyum, went out and bought some Danish. It was nice. Similarly, if you look at his son, the Ksav Sofer, many people point to this. An initial look at his birthday reaction would seem to be also a more positive reaction. If you look in the Tshuva's Ksav Sofer, Yoredeya, Kuf Mem Ches, in a Tshuva to his son, Yaakov Akiva Sofer, he writes as follows: Hinei Barecha Kach L'Yol Marati Aleph Dorosh Chodesh Adar Shehigati Bezer Son L'Shnas HaChamishim. Today is my 50th birthday. And publicly, I thank God for making it to my 50th birthday. Baruch Yisbar Shmo Hanosen Leif Koach Lilmo Do Lamed Kenya Azreinli Raman Shmo V'Taroso Ad Zikna V'Seva Al Yazvein Yali Sheni. In the bracha that I shall live many other happy years. V'hi imi kasher hayim avoseinu kadoshim zatzal v'hagdil Torah adira v'ligdol pirtzei haTorah asher rabu v'avoseinu rabim v'yatzel osan v'motzei diba al Torah sakadoshim v'leinu yotzis nizo tiru memena karnos tzadikim. And out of my birthday, I made a siyum on Pesachim. But Marti beyom Aleph to Rosh Chodesh, beir Wien, in here in Vienna. The Rabbim besiyum Pesachta beyom Shalachov, Pov Nei Bnei Yeshiva, Asivus on the Torah, veEle Pov Buksar. And in honor of this, I said a shir in front of the people in honor of my 50th birthday, and I want to write it over to you now. So it seems that the Ksav Sofer made a little bit of a birthday bash for himself when he hit 50. And also it seems to be taking a very positive approach, which it seemed to indicate that, and his father did as well, that to say the Chasam Sofer is the person who's opposed to birthday parties, it's hard to accept. On the other hand, just like we have a stira within the Nihugim of the Chasam Sofer, we have a stira within the Nihugim of the Ksav Sofer as well. If you look in the Hakdoma, to the Ksav Sofer Alma Torah, which is available on the shelf here, there is something called the Ohaleya. The Ohaleya is a biography of the Ksav Sofer. And they write as follows. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Yom Holedus Avinu Zatzal. And on his birthday, and again, Rosh Chodesh Adar, we all know that. It is total agreement that's when his birthday was. But Yosef Bepest, when he was in Pest. You know what Pest is?
Budapest.
Budapest.
Half of Budapest.
Right, so we call Budapest now. Mm-hmm. He said, no one's allowed to come in. He would make us see him every day on his birthday party. We agree with that as well. And whoever came that day was not allowed to let in. And so there was a guy, particularly Choshev Rav, who was a friend of the family, came and he wanted to get in that day. We told him, sorry, no one's allowed today. He said, I don't believe it. He went in anyhow. How the heck with it? I'm going in.
Uh-oh.
And he was shocked by what he saw. He saw his father crying uncontrollably. So what are you crying? My dear student. Today is my birthday. I am now 54 years old. Goes on to say, I'm had to do cheshbon and nefesh, it's my birthday. And it's terrible. I've wasted all my time. I've done nothing for myself. You know, this is a very sad day for me. Who wouldn't be sitting and crying? So obviously, the 50th birthday went much better than the 54th birthday for the Ksav Sofer. And again, on the one hand, the Ksav Sofer, the 50th birthday seems like we were having a party, and the 54th birthday, he's falling to pieces. This issue that both in the Chasam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer, there seem to be steers as to how they celebrated their birthdays, is actually raised in the Mi'urim to the Minhagim Baal Chasam Sofer, where they write as follows, Ben Shivim Shani etc. So he says, I don't get it. He says, on one hand, it says, if you look in the Afraskal Da'ina, B'Shem Chasam Sofer, the Engli Solachu Yom Horadaso, Ki Im Yom Shenichnas B'Briso Shavu Mavino. However, Mitzayin Shom Asher Kosev Ksav Sofer B'zeh Lashon Who Berach Hakath Yom Moladati. The Ksav Sofer was doing it, and not only that, you get a further steer with him himself, because the Chasam Sofer will say that he writes that you can say a Shechiyanu on your birthday. The Chasam Sofer, so he's left with the Tzarechiyan. He said he can't figure out what's going on with his family at all, top to bottom. The whole thing doesn't make sense. There's an article written on this by Dov Meir Eisenstein. Dov Meir Eisenstein, who does not teach in Nativ Aryeh, but was one of the authors and continues to be in one of the in the Yiddish again, the Encyclopedia Talmudis, has an article on this, and he writes that there's really no stira. He said that we see from our Gemara that there are certain special birthdays a person has. at the age of 50, right? That's a special birthday because we know you yotzel mikhal misa b'day shemayim. At the age of 60, you yotzel mikhal kares. So on damn birthdays like that, of course you celebrate. So with the birthday of the Ksav Sofer that he's celebrating, he mentions his age is 50. However, 54. When he's 54, there's nothing to celebrate there. So certain special birthdays like 13, 50, 60, he goes on to say 70 and 80 as well. Because 70 is 50 years since you were 20. Why is 20 relevant?
Chayim
Edei Shemayim, right? So it could be...
The, so we're going to fast on that day, right?
Correct. There is such a minute. So, so he said, in those days you do, and that's all the steerers. They had the certain birthdays we celebrate, other certain birthdays we don't. There's a very famous Chavos Yoyer regarding birthdays. The Chavos Yoyer, interestingly, in Siman Ayin, you'll see why that's interesting, talks about your 70th birthday. So the topic of the tshuva is what is considered a sudas mitzvah. So he writes as follows. This is big tshuva, two-thirds of the way in. Masha kasu yom mugbor achavura b'chol shana o sudas ben shivin sheyesh lehistapek afilu zeh ben shivin mavarach shechiyanu ki kach niruli. What about a 70th birthday party? Is that considered a sudas mitzvah? Why? Because according to my opinion, he says on your 70th birthday you should make a shechiyanu. So he paskins, mikol makom lo yechu if she asudas mitzvah. He said, yeah, 70th birthday, you say shechiyanu, it's a special thing, but the birthday party that you're going to have with it is not a sudas mitzvah. So everybody turns around and says, so the tshuva me'ava, tcheg beis, reish lamed tes, picks up on this, says, v'ra'isi r'ba'al chavas yor b'tshuva osav, Simon Ayin, get it? 70. Kosher Sheben Shivim Shana Yeshua Var Shechiyan Ayin Sham Nira. Gankesh Kosov Habach Achreshi Birchas Simcha Ein Bo Mishum Chash Lo Sisa. Obviously, this is a happy time. You're allowed to make a Shechiyanu if you're happy that you made it. Aval Im Konze Mo Merisi Ribur Ahara Sheben Shivim Shana Yavar Shechiyanu. So I don't think it's right. Shuvim Ava disagrees. So it doesn't seem that the Chavos Yoyer really meant it seriously. He said, he says, how does he, look at the words. Yesh lehistapik, afilu zeh ben shivim mevar shachiyanu. He says, ki kach nirali. He says, I don't think that's a real psak. He thinks that you shouldn't do it. That's the Tshuva Me'ava. The Birke Yosef picks up and quotes this Lahalacha in Arachai and Reish Chav Gimel in the Shirei Bracha in Beis. Kshiagia Adam Lamal Shivim Shonel Yimav Yavar Shechiyanu. Quotes the Harav Chavos Yoyer. Menyoshi Yavarach Bolo Shemu Malchus Me'achashro Kazvu HaRishonu. He agrees to make the birthday, but don't say there, say Hashem's name. Don't have Shemu Malchus because this is a Chiddush of an Achram. So he seems to think that ultimately you do the bracha, but without Shein Amachos. Tshuvas Ginzei Yosef picks up on it, and he says, in his opinion, you do it, but wear a new suit at the time. Do something to cover your bases. And in fact, that's how the Tzitz Eliezer paskins. Look at the Tzitz Eliezer, a well-respected modern poser. Yud Ches Lamed Gimel. So he says, Mide Dabri Odos Hasias Yom Huledes. Once we're discussing birthdays, Kedai Lahaski Bezer Derech Agav Divrei Chavos Yoyer Shekosav Sheigia Ha'odin Lemos Ayn Shana Meichai Yivar Shachiyanu Vachida B'Shir Bracha Kosev Alosh Yivar Apoloshe B'Malchus Me'ein Meister Rav Shemei V'Rob Simchas Nefes Rav Janin Humatik Misefer Yishrei Lev Shekosav Alzer Dekeven Sheyesh Om Shelo Yivarach B'Shem B'Malchus Anochem Likach Beger Chodosh Om Pri Chodosh Yivarach Rotzei Shidei Chovaso. So he said the bottom line is that's what you should do. You should do it to get out of the problem. Interesting that you never heard of this halacha before, because if you look at the biography of the Chofetz Chaim, in the Chofetz Chaim Chayav Upa'alo, the big three-volume set, they quote as follows, Chek Aleph Shin Yud Beis, page 312. His min as Talmid of Hagaynim Mufrasav Rechonon Bunim Vasserman Rav Yosef Kahanamin. So on his for his 70th birthday, the Chafetz Chaim invited over Rav Chonon Wasserman and Rav Kahanamin, the Rosh Yeshiva of anybody? Panovich, correct. The Chafetz Chaim actually made a Shechianu for his birthday. And in fact, he brought out a little cake and schnapps, and he had a little party for himself. Nice. So once you make it past 70, everything from there is a gift. Why? It's a pasuk. A person should expect to live 70 years. Anything more than that, it's already gvuros. So therefore, he said he made a shechiyana for making it to the end. Now, of course, the Chafetz Chaim made it for many more years thereafter. Right. So again, the Meishu is saying that this is average, and anything gvuros. So this is if you want to argue on the Chafetz Chaim, it's your prerogative. But I think the assumption is that he thought that absolutely this was a good thing to do.
Well, her 70th birthday comes out during 3 weeks.
Wait till next year.
Okay.
But I'm chink.
Only 42 more to go.
So again, we have a range. Some people say that birthday parties are aser. Some people think that it's mutter, maybe even recommended. In certain cases, you make a shachianu. And there's a third opinion that we mentioned that, you know, there are certain magic birthdays. The 50, 60, 70 that our Gemara refers to as birthdays that are worth celebrating, but other birthdays not that way. Yes.
Another question. What about today? Generally, I noticed that I think the Tavzorah, they all said, you know, Zion Tishrei or Aleph Adar or whatever. What about today? How people, the general minhag is to celebrate your birthday on the English calendar, you know, the 8th right, of so January or the 10th of whatever. Or,
January. If you happen to be born then.
Is it better to celebrate your Hebrew birthday? Or does it matter? I mean, is it close enough?
Disgracing your Hebrew birthday. If they're saying, according to the ones who say it's wrong.
Why does
that
again?
Why does he do anything?
Yeah, so again, our relationship with the secular calendar is a different issue beyond this. The assumption everyone's having here is that we're talking about the Jewish day.
Okay.
Yes.
Those who have something against birthdays,
have
any better or worse when it comes to which calendar you go by?
Yeah. I mean, I assume that you have an additional problem. Perhaps, whatever. Interesting. So, halacha l'maisa, what do the modern poskim say about this? So, in a fascinating tshuva, Igros Moshe, Arachayim Alaf Kuf Dalet, a very famous tshuva, written in 1956 to Baruch Aaron Pupko. I imagine he is. He says that he is very opposed to having a bas mitzvah in shul. That bas mitzvahs are a bad idea, that there's no reason in particular we should be having bas mitzvahs. He said it's like a regular birthday party, it's a sudas rishus. Right? So just like you can't have use the shul for anything. You can't have a birthday party, you can't have people running around doing pin the tail on the donkey. You know, so that's inappropriate for a shul. A bas mitzvah is equally inappropriate. I was at a shul, we'll leave it at that, where at the end of davening, every Shabbos, they announce which kids had birthday this week and give out birthday bags. One has to wonder how appropriate it is. So the Igros Moshe, by saying it's nothing more than a birthday, it's a Sudas Rishos, indicates that Moshe thought that birthdays, back door, were a Sudas Rishos. Interestingly, the Abi Omer of Avadia, Arachayim Chof Tes, takes on Rav Moshe and supports having bas mitzvahs, even in shul. You wouldn't have expected that. You would expect it to go the other way. And as part of it, he takes them on, he says, and what's wrong with a birthday? He said, I think birthdays are a sudas mitzvah. He said, I mean, what's his raya for it? What's his main mucker? His main mucker is the Ben Ish Chai. It was a fascinating Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Re'eh. in the Ben Ish Chai, Shana Rishona, Re'e Yud Zayin. So he goes on, he discusses bar mitzvahs. So he goes on, he explains how a bar mitzvah works. He's supposed to have a big party, he's supposed to say Baruch Sheh Petrani, etc. In middle of this, so he goes up and he says, you know, he's supposed to wear new clothing. Then he says, "V'gam habas b'yom she'tikones b'chiyah mitzvos afal pishro nogu lasos lo suda im kol zeh tiyah simcha also ayom v'tilbos b'gdei Shabbos." The girl should wear her Shabbos clothing on the days of her bas mitzvah. V'im yesh l'kel yodo tilbos b'ged chodesh v'arach shachiyanu. And not only that, but she should also put on new clothing and make her shachiyanu. V'tikavin gam al knisa b'ol mitzvos. In fact, there are people who celebrate every year on their birthday. V'simen yafahu, and I like it. V'chei noagim b'batenu. And in fact, in our family, we have birthday parties. This makes it into the Ben Ish Chai. So he says, V'shamati sheyesh mekomo shenogim lasos b'chol shana suuda b'yom tikanis lo radim b'bris toshav mavinu. Some people celebrate their bris as the day. U'minag yafahu v'arav rimov. Sounds nice. Ach nogu v'zeh b'batenu. But we don't do that. Rak anav adanag v'chol shalom b'chol shana b'yom shikadalzi b'bris. So he said, I have something a yiratzon I make. But in terms of the party, I don't make the party on the day of the bris. I make my birthday party on my birthday. So he indicates, according to the Ben Ish Chai, that there's something very worthwhile. The Ben Ish Chai himself used to make birthday parties as well. So therefore, Vayetzer to Moshe says, don't knock the birthdays. Hey, obviously, you see from the Ben Ish Chai that the bas mitzvah is very important. It would be, the minhag is not to do it, but if the person does make a suda, it is a sudas mitzvah, A. And B, and even if it was just a birthday party, that would be kedai as well. One more source in support of birthdays would be the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Leave it at that. Likutei Sichus. Likutei Sichus. Pesach Tov Shin Mem Beis Va'al Dazer B'yom Ha'hulada B'chol Shona V'shona Shemitzad Zikar Inyan Aleda Yesh Makam L'chiyuv Shevev Ha'idoyer Hashem Yisbarach. He said that there's a chiyuv that you made it through another year, you survived. Shevev Ta'kosh Baruch Hu. There's something special on the birthday. So I think that even though that there are sources that argue against birthdays, I think there's more than a few in the modern poskim and earlier that are supportive of birthdays and think that it's even kedai to celebrate them.
If you look at the English article by Moshe Feinstein, so he actually quotes in there that
I think we have it on the shelf.
Feinstein House, so every birthday, so it says that Moshe, so all the family members would call Moshe a happy birthday. If someone didn't wish him a happy birthday, so you would call them to make sure they're planning something.
You know it's my birthday. You know you didn't call. You just want to make sure you weren't hit by a truck. Because there's no other reason why you should be missing my birthday. Like that.
Does it matter?